Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Idea Park, a new media agency nurturing online relationships between you and your most valuable customers. Online at ideapark.com.
CEO OUT.
The Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Mark Austin Thomas. Bristol-Myers Squibb's board meets today to consider a regime change. The New York Times and Wall Street Journal say a federal monitor is recommending the drug maker boot its CEO and general counsel. The company already has a deferred prosecution agreement with the government. It centers around a sketchy business practice called channel stuffing. That's when the company makes it appear sales were bigger than they really were. Later this morning, we'll get the U.S. trade deficit numbers. The deficit is a difference between what we buy from other countries and what we sell them. Analysts think the gap hit about $65 billion in July. Marketplace's Amy Scott says the deficit numbers could put pressure on China to make some changes.
While the U.S. continues to run multi-billion dollar trade deficits, China just reported a new record surplus. Last month, China exported nearly $19 billion more in goods than it imported. U.S. Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson makes his first official visit to Beijing next week. Some expect him to urge China to raise the value of its currency. That would make Chinese goods more expensive and perhaps level out the trade imbalance. But see Fred Bergston with the Institute for International Economics expects China will eventually come to that conclusion on its own.
As the Chinese see their growth rate exceeding even their own desires, I think there's an overwhelming case in purely internal Chinese terms for a substantial revaluation of the currency.
It may be a while. Last week, China's finance minister blamed globalization and other countries' policies for its trade surplus, not its cheap currency. In New York, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
The International Monetary Fund says there's a risk of a sharp fall in U.S. housing prices. The IMF released a report today that says even the buoyant U.K. housing market could be in trouble. From London, Stephen Beard has more.
The IMF warns that while the global economy is still growing impressively, it does face potential disaster. The fund describes what it calls a cocktail of threats in the coming year, among them higher oil prices and a big downturn in the US housing market. Other property hotspots like the UK and Australia could also suffer. But the key concern for the IMF is what's happening in the US, says economist Andrew Hilton.
Inflation is starting to bite. It's starting to pick up in the US, and that could well drive interest rates up in the US still further. And if interest rates in the US go up still further, it is quite possible that the housing market could collapse.
If the US slows down suddenly, says the IMF, and imports far fewer foreign goods, the rest of the world will quickly feel the effects. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Different versions of the board game Monopoly are nothing new. Maybe you remember Winopoly or the Wizard of Oz edition. Well, a new version is being released this week, according to the New York Times. It's called Monopoly Here and Now. It replaces classic game pieces like the shoe and thimble with McDonald's fries and a Toyota Prius. The familiar railroads are gone, replaced by the nation's busiest airports. Oh, and when you pass go, forget about collecting $200. Now it's $2 million. The slide in oil prices yesterday helped the Dow rise a bit. The Dow was up 4 points to 11,396. The Nasdaq climbed 7 points to 2,173. And the S&P was flat at 1299. This is Marketplace. One of the most important annual events for the wireless industry gets underway today. Marketplace's Lisa Napoli says that it's no coincidence it's being held in Tinseltown.
These days, the telecom industry is hoping you aren't just using your cell phone to make calls.
One of the biggest challenges which the phone operators are facing right now, which is how to increase the revenues they're getting from each user.
Rafat Ali of paidcontent.org says there are a number of ways the industry is trying to do that.
Mobile entertainment, mobile content on the phones, ringtones, video, music, games.
That's why you can expect a lot of announcements this week from tech companies doing deals with Hollywood companies, all in the name of making your phone an entertainment device. In Los Angeles, I'm Lisa Napoli for Marketplace.
You're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report, produced and distributed by American Public Media.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Microsoft Dynamics, business solutions for CRM, supply chain, and financial management. Microsoft.com/Microsoft Dynamics. By Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com. And by the Duke Executive MBA, developing leaders and accelerating careers around the world with 4 top-ranked executive MBA programs for working professionals. DukeExecutiveMBA.com.
This is Marketplace. I'm Mark Austin Thomas. Americans pay more for not finishing high school than dropouts in any other country. That's a finding of a study released today by the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development based in Paris. The study says adults in the U.S. who don't finish high school earn only 65% of what a graduate makes. Apparently, no other country has such a big income gap. Germany, Sweden, and Belgium are among those countries with the smallest gap in earnings between dropouts and graduates. About a third of U.S. students don't finish high school on time or at all. What state do you live in? Chances are pretty good it received a failing grade from the National Center for Public Policy and Higher Education. The center recently issued a report card. It graded states on efforts to keep higher education affordable. 43 of 50 states got an F. The report found college costs have risen much faster than financial aid or incomes. That's not all. A new trend threatens to push higher education even farther out of reach for many families. Journalist and commentator Kim Clark explains.
Most students and parents are not aware that a growing number of colleges are hiring mathematicians, demographers, and even rocket scientists to secretly research how little financial aid they can get away with offering while still attracting great students. These so-called enrollment managers develop mathematical formulas using as many as 100 factors about each student to calculate the smallest amount of grants it will take to get admitted students to enroll. Their research is so sophisticated that often it seems the colleges know the students better than the students know themselves. Some raise or lower the amount of scholarships depending on factors such as the parents' educational records, the past behavior of similar students from similar schools, and sometimes even seemingly innocent details such as the order the student listed schools on their federal financial aid application. Schools say they have to perfect the science of enrollment management because times are tough, and they say they need to keep these policies secret because they don't want anybody to game the system. But as any freshman in Econ 101 will tell you, markets only work when they are transparent. You need a fair balance of information and negotiating power on each side. At the very least, by keeping these policies secret and making financial aid awards so complicated, colleges sow confusion. And then inevitably, some students end up mistakenly paying more for college than they should. At worst, colleges can exploit their information advantage to manipulate students into making decisions that increase the college's revenue while making students poorer. These days, young people have less consumer protection when they make a six-figure college decision than when they buy a 79-cent box of Jell-O. If we make grocery stores clearly display their prices before you get to the cash register, why don't we do the same for colleges?
Kim Clark writes for U.S. News & World Report. And in Los Angeles, I'm Mark Austin Thomas.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.